You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, a couple of stocks of local interest we're watching this morning ahead of their earnings report. Caterpillar shares are up about a half a percent, 142.56 a share. And the Boeing Company up about a half a percent at 360.65. This is The Opening Bell on 720 WGN. Let's get an update now on agriculture and commodities. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. We're still talking about the aid program for farmers announced by the White House last week. And over the weekend in Buenos Aires, at a meeting of the G20 agricultural ministers, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue said farmers could receive cash payments from the $12 billion aid package as soon as late September. But he warned the program will not make tariff-hit farmers whole. Perdue said that the plan would include between $7 and $8 billion in direct cash relief. U.S. growers are expected to take an $11 billion hit due to retaliatory tariffs after Washington placed duties on Chinese goods. Secretary Perdue said, obviously, this is not going to make farmers whole. And a quick review of where we ended the markets on Friday at the close. September wheat at 530 and a half a bushel. September corn at 362. August soybeans at 870 and a half. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. Now the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for this Monday, July the 30th. There's only one major economic report due out today. It's the National Association of Realtors Pending Home Sales Index for June. Tomorrow, the Commerce Department issues its report on personal income and spending during June. On Tuesday, also tomorrow, Standard & Poor's releases the S&P Case-Shiller Index of May home prices. The Conference Board releases the Consumer Confidence Index for July. Federal Reserve policymakers also begin a two-day meeting to set interest rates. We do not expect an interest rate hike this time around. Wednesday is the Fed statement. It's also another big week of earnings. Caterpillar earnings today among the big companies. Pfizer tomorrow, Procter & Gamble. Apple comes out Tuesday as well. Humana, Sprint, and Tesla on Wednesday. Also Yum Brands, Aetna, Berkshire Hathaway on Thursday. Kraft Heinz, Toyota coming on Friday. And, of course, Friday is the U.S. Jobs report. So a very busy week of things happening in the markets. Lots of things that could move the markets this week.